cliffcentral.com.
This is such a gorgeous song.
Yeah, dude, come on.
That's the best song.
Showing,
I'm like, what is this?
Casper showing likes your character this. You like this, Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
What, you don't have sound in your headphones?
I like Cyndi Lauper.
All through the
just
night.
As good
it's a great
as the
song.
Next guy.
She's got the funniest speaking voice. Have you ever heard her speak?
She sort of talks like a young, like a little baby.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And remember that she was the star and then Madonna came afterwards.
That's correct.
And Madonna just...
stole her, but Madonna yeah. stole her whole act.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
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 How old is Cyndi Lauper?
She's a pretty old. There was a funny, very funny story once. I think it was started by PJ Powers, this rumor that Cyndi Lauper was living in... Cyril Dean.
Oh, really? Because she did disappear for a while.
She did. She went AWOL and nobody knew where she was. How are you, Casper?
I'm fine. It's early in the morning.
I know. Happy birthday to us
here at
Cliff Central.
Happy birthday, Cliff Central. Happy birthday to us.
And you've really been here since the beginning.
I have. I did auditions.
That's right.
Remember?
Yeah, but you didn't do an audition yourself. You were,
no,
you were hosting auditions.
I was helping out. I was excited.
Oh, you
and
see
then people were standing in queues and coming in. Hello, what's your name? Where do you come from? What do you want to do? And we did that for a couple
what's
of
your
hours.
Dream? No, yes. It was fun. For like 5 days solid, we were just auditioning people. We must have gone through 1,000 auditions.
We must have, And out of that, I got Simba and Alicia.
That's right.
Yeah, out of those auditions, they came.
And of course, since then, you fired them both.
Yes, but life moves on. You know, they do come back for guest appearances now and then.
So how was your long weekend? Did you do anything fun?
I enjoyed it immensely. I was in Welkom, which is this little dorp. It's only Afrikaans, Welkom. And I've realized then that all the towns in the Free State only has Afrikaans. Parijs. You don't say Paris.
No.
So only Afrikaans people can say, ek gaan 'n bietjie Parys toe vir die naweek. And then everyone goes,
why did you end up in Welkom?
There's a casino and they gave me money.
Yes, I've been to that casino.
Goldfields.
It is tiny.
It's Goldfields Casino.
Because you wouldn't choose to go to Welkom normally.
No. But remember now we work on the Tsogo or whatever Sun Group.
Okay.
And then they come and they say, we got a casino there and there and there.
Okay.
They would like you to come.
And you go and do a stand-up
thing. And I do
thing.
My show, awesome. Because now this show is touring again after I stopped doing shows. So this is very nice.
You know, you're like Barbara Streisand. You keep on telling us that you're not doing any more and then you come back for another reunion tour. And people can't get enough of you.
Well, you see what happened was I didn't do shows anymore. I got this award from Comedy Comedy Choice.
Comics Choice Award.
And that sort of motivated me to try this show I'm doing now, which is like just telling people where I've been and what I'm doing now and have the old character, some of the characters back that people like to see. And so, it's working and I am along for the ride. So I wasn't Welkom. And in that strange little venue, and then I usually go out into the audience sometimes to do a section. And when I went out, I saw in the front row, there was this guy on this vehicle.
What?
Like Timmy.
Oh, in a like a wheelchair situation, but one of those motorized ones.
Yeah, sitting there, and he was sleeping.
He was sleeping during
front that. Row. So I took the mic, because it was a stand-up mic kind of thing. I didn't have a headset. And I hit him on the head and said, hello, is there anybody out there?
And what happened? Because he could have been...
He slept.
But he was just physically disabled. He wasn't also retarded.
That's what I wanted to find out.
Oh, and he wasn't retarded?
Because I usually hone in on
the retired
paras
people.
And the plegics. I want to talk to them.
Yes.
And then...
Of course, because no one ever does, right?
No, and that's why I want to do it. And he sort of woke up and he looked at me funny. And I asked his wife next to him, does he know where he is? Let's find this out. And he said, grow up. I said, sorry?
Oh.
Grow up.
grow up.
So he was aggressive as well.
He was, now he was aggressive. Passive aggressive.
Well, if you woke me up, I'd also be aggressive.
Yeah, but in the front row of a comedy show. And then I just, I lost it and I told them to move out of the venue, please.
Oh.
And
oh.
Then he went, doot, 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 doot. There he goes.
All right, well, that's a fun way to spend the weekend. I've been in Vulcan once. It's the only place where I felt like there was probably a fight imminent.
Yes.
At any given time.
Yes.
You've like, never DJed at Boxburg?
No. Well, I have been in Boxburg, yeah. I didn't feel that there were fights imminent. But in Velkom, you always feel like there are possibly two white Afrikaans oaks are going to start mooting each other at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only place that I've ever felt like that.
Well, there you go. That aggressive paraplegic. Well,
see, I mean, even the paraplegics are aggressive. I mean, what's he really going to do?
Well,
if you challenged him to a fight, you would win?
I would win, of course. I will take, first of all, take his foot off the brake.
Oh, all right, goodness. So listen, we're celebrating our third year today, so we have a little breakfast later on with everybody bringing their families in. So it's kind of a family day. We're going to keep it more or less low-key, but we're very, very proud to be turning three. What are your memories of that first couple of shows in those first couple of weeks?
Well, the first thing I can say now is what Michael Jackson said a week after he married Lisa Marie Presley, and they said it wouldn't last. I feel the same about our
how long after the thing
a week he was there at the Grammys and they said it wouldn't last. So
I forgot about that.
We are lasting now for 3 years. I can't believe it.
Mm.
And it was fun from the very beginning. It was like you weren't sure whether you wanted to do it. And then, I mean, me as a person. But I always said I want to do radio. And so you gave me this chance. And when I opened my mouth, I would never stop again. It was so... It's a new phase that opened up for me, you know?
Well.
And I really enjoyed it. I enjoy compiling and putting the show together and getting guests. And
you've had some pretty high-profile guests on, too, over the 3 years.
We have. And then every show, sometimes you have a little atmosphere in the show and a little structure. It's not always the same, but sometimes things do reoccur, like if you like the fun, I'm nearly said van Aris van Groot oor, Consistory.
Oh, brilliant.
That kind of a thing. Yeah, people
brilliant.
Like it, so it comes back. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I love doing it.
And you had Trippet, Trappet, Trune, which was
still,
the
yeah,
Afrikaans
we're waiting
Game
for
of Thrones.
New one is coming soon, so we will be there. And yeah, songs and stuff.
Stof Puppies.
Oh, yes.
All that old great
all
stuff.
All the little sections that...
You can actually go and listen to all of them individually if you'd like to on Casper's page. They're all there.
It's like 150 million episodes.
But you seem to get on really well with old Leo Sayer. What time did he eventually leave here 2 Fridays ago?
I don't know. I asked him later, haven't you got a show? Shouldn't you go?
Because it was getting dark by the time...
Yeah, he was just on a whirlwind in his mind.
And he didn't stop talking.
No. No, all I did was I just said Australia, and then I sat back, and then he carried on for 15 minutes.
I thought it was fascinating. If you didn't hear the podcast of Casper talking to Leo Sayer, he was talking about his experience in that Big Brother house because he had a complete meltdown and wanted to get out.
Yeah, and I was scared to bring that up because I saw he was like feeling ashamed for swearing like that. But I said, no, man, it's 10 years ago. Relax. Tell me about it.
Mm.
And so he told us, you know, that it went wrong. Shame, man.
He was very unhappy.
Very funny.
And he's also, I mean, just an example, but you were at Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Over there. You seem to be, you get around. I mean, you go to all these shows.
When I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there.
Is it good?
Priscilla, Queen is fantastic. I have seen it.
Is it based on the movie?
The West End. It's a musical.
Yeah, but I mean...
It's based on the movie. But it's been in the West End, it's been in New York, and now it's starting to tour. First in Australia, of course, it originated.
Uh-huh.
The musical now.
Uh-huh.
What is nice about it is the fact that it's all known songs in the musical, so you don't have to sit through unknown shit. Like, I used to love you, but now I'm not. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't know the songs. Now it's, we are family.
Finally,
is it the gayest musical of all time?
It is. It is absolutely fantastic. My inner gay exploded yesterday. I was air fisting, pumping, whatever you call it. I was fisting someone. I was air fisting.
Well, that's quite gay. If you went all the way to fisting, that's about
fisting is very gay. Yeah. And it is a fantastic musical. It's fantastic. It's just so over the top. I love it. I saw it with Jason Donovan and two other
people. It's nice that he still gets work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jason Donovan. Isn't that sweet that they still give him some things to do?
Yeah. But our one, on a par.
Really? Okay. Well, you know what? There we go.
Yeah.
But you do. I mean, you give representation to all these musicals on your show as well. You interview some of the cast members.
I love that.
You've had all the famous actors and comedians and singers in South Africa on the show in the last 3 years.
Because I admire them.
Yeah.
And I would like to know more about them, and some open up, and sometimes I don't realize what they're doing and I must get them back. Like Craig Abani, he started to divulge his black inner demon past, and I didn't realize he was doing it.
Wow.
I was like sitting there talking about all kinds of nonsense.
And he started getting heavy.
And I saw myself and I was another man. It's not me. And I must get him back.
Really?
Because I want to go into that now, because I was just too late.
It's almost like a therapy session.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you have, because you're so talented in so many ways, you're very, very funny, you're very creative, you're an extraordinary writer and actor and performer and artist. I've seen all of this talent, but does it bother you that you're not a great singer? I mean, is that the one thing? Because you could have been like musical theater's biggest weapon.
Yeah.
You don't have a shit voice. I'm not saying that.
No.
All I'm saying is that, you know, if you'd had a voice like an opera singer or something, and you would have been unstoppable in musical theater as well as you've been unstoppable in everything else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would have killed for that. I was thinking the other day, there is a role I can do, but I can't remember what it was. But it's limited, unfortunately. But I do compose and I do love music and I do all
All your music on the Casper Radio show is original.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I love that aspect to create, but yes, to have had a belting musical voice would have been lovely, eh?
Mm. I would have liked that too. I would have much rather gone into singing because it's easy. It's easy work.
But someone like Jonathan Rocksmith, he's got that voice where you can just open up,
and it's got the range and everything else.
That's
right?
The thing.
Who do you really admire in South Africa? Because a lot of people admire you.
You mentioned,
people do. They think that you are in so many ways what you've done in comedy. I've said this 1,000 times, but especially television sketch comedy, you were the only person who had the balls to do it. And when you did it, it was so ahead of its time.
We got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But it was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
So is there anyone you admire in television or in musical theater or in acting?
Lots of people.
Who are the people that you still want to have on your show that you haven't had yet?
Wow. Well, locally, let's see. Who do I want? Give me names.
Even internationally.
I would love to interview Ricky Gervais.
Oh, he's great, huh?
Patricia Lewis.
I would love to interview Ricky Gervais.
Because, that's always been on my wish list.
I know.
Yeah. Just her and Bobby. Still
trying. Let me tell you. I was on a plane the other day, and then the Afrikaans is groot cast was there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. All of them.
All of them. Even Steve.
Yes, as if that plane
he
went
stole
down.
My
that's what
there'd
I
be
tweeted,
a crisis
if,
in Afrikaans
if we
culture.
Are going down, only me will not be missed. The rest are all there. And then I saw Bobby. And his mother. I don't like his mother. She's like henpecking him.
Yeah.
So I said, who are you? Are you the mother? She didn't like that.
Ooh.
Maybe, that didn't come off well.
Yeah, but I mean your tone there as well.
And then I said, Bobby, I hugged him long time. Hugged.
How
and I said, you know that your mother doesn't want you to come on my show?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I don't know this. More? And I said, well, will you come one day? Yeah, he says. So maybe.
Please. I know him. He's a friend of mine. He won't come on the show with me either.
The same mom.
You think it's the mom?
It's Runel. It's the Runel from.
Because I've been trying
very hardcore.
As well.
But does she manage Carlene as well?
Yeah. No, she's in the element.
She's quite a woman, that.
Ja, nee, sy is trots op haar kinders.
That's right.
Ja, dat is die drama ook al met die rugby spelers.
Do you think she takes a cut of whatever they bring in, like a management fee?
A big cut. You reckon? First cut is the deepest that she's taking. Of course, it's a children. It's her. Nearly said her sperm. Her eggs.
Yeah, she made them.
She made them.
She's allowed to.
Yeah. So I know she's using
how does
them.
How does Bobby smell? I feel like he smells like sunshine and rose.
This may be the gayest thing since Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, last night.
It's vanilla and a fresh Mountain Dew.
Exactly what I was hoping for.
You happy with that description, Sia?
Oh, yes.
And that's only his backside.
Oh, yes, sir.
The front side is even better.
Yes, sir.
All right, now, how are your dogs? They were here from the beginning as well.
They're also part of the family. They miss it, but unfortunately, the dogs, you know, they got things like hair, and people are sometimes
carpet was always covered in hair.
I know, and people are scared of dogs sometimes, so they don't come here a lot. But they are very well,
good,
very well behaved, still enjoying themselves.
Helfrida's mostly well behaved, but didn't Kent go missing at some stage in the last?
No, the other one did.
Oh, Helfrida went missing.
No, Kent is fine. He's the farm child. He came from Roosendaal.
Right. Roosendaal.
Roosendaal, ja. Daar in die Vrystaat. Kijk, alles Afrikaanse name.
All right.
You see, Bloemfontein also. It's not English, eh?
It's all Vrystaat.
It's actually Flower Fountain. Bloemfontein.
Zastron.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that
the guy?
I think that's in the Free State, too.
Is that one of the heads of the STV? Bring in for Wim Sastron. I know Alfreda. Alfreda's a German shepherd, and she's got a pedigree, eh?
Yeah.
And she disappeared a while, but luckily it worked out for the best.
She came back.
Got her back. And now they sort of wait for me, like with the Welcome show, I left and came back. And I left them there.
So you didn't have to spend the whole weekend in Welcome.
No. And they wait for me. The doors open. And
what
they walk
movie
around.
Did I watch of yours the other day? I watched that one where there's that wedding. That's a fuck up.
Oh, Confetti.
Confetti. Now, I didn't even know. And you filmed that now in the last 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I was already here.
I got to tell you, this movie, you didn't make a big fuss of it.
No.
It's fantastic.
Oh, good.
You were fantastic.
People didn't like it.
Why? You mean that it didn't do well
Afrikaans
at the box office? Why?
It's too alternate. It's too weird.
It was so good.
Low Fenta, the beginning, is like having sex or something with another woman. That had people writing, that is a bias swak film because of that.
So conservative.
It's so conservative
but
still.
Casper, this is not how most young Afrikaans people think. So are these their parents?
It's the parents. And I think
it's like Bobby's mother won't let him come on the show.
No.
It's the parents.
Bobby's mother watches the movie. Bobby doesn't. He goes to the Fast and the Furious. And the young children don't go watch these movies. So it's only the old men to gaan kyk.
But what a cast you had there. You had Lo Fenter. You had you. Mm. Who else was in it? I struggled to remember now because I watched Nico Pangiatopoulakalatis.
Yeah, he was quite sweet. And then there was the girls, Christelle van der Berg, I think. And then there was another. Well, they were all, I can't remember names, unfortunately.
Yes, man. There was that one girl who used to do the traffic on 5FM for a while.
I don't know.
What was her name? Come on, Ben.
Ben,
what's that girl's name?
The girl with the traffic.
Sure. She used to be on with like Darren Scott.
Leanne Moll.
No, man.
We're nearly there, but it's a name like that. But she was great.
Casey.
Oh, right.
Casey B. Dolan.
Yes. Casey, thank you very much. She was in it.
She was in it?
And she was good. She was very. Everybody was good. This is what I loved about this movie, is it had cameos from some very famous older South African actors.
Nikos Alamogen.
It had like Rastafarians. It had Jews. It had Afrikaners. Had blacks. It was a really good South African movie.
Yeah.
Obviously didn't switch on all the switches for that conservative old Afrikaans group. Are you still struggling with them so much? Do you still give them so much shit? Do they hate you?
Yeah. No, well, sometimes our paths do cross, but...
Like in Velko.
No, that was just an old... a VIP casino member with a physical and mental problem. But no, some they don't come to my shows anymore. No. But now and then, like for instance, you can buy ads these days on Facebook and Instagram. Mm. So I do that when my shows now tour again, which
yes,
I enjoy.
Sure.
And then anyone can see that and comment. So then I see again, I will never watch his show. He doesn't believe in our God. And stuff like that.
He sees the word puss.
Well, not that is not a problem so much. Of anders, ja, anders, ja, die vuil, hy's a vuilbek. En hy moet sy mond uitwas. Ach nee, man. Daar is toch zeker beter vermaak. But then I sort of ignore it. Sometimes when I feel stout, I would talk to them, like the one guy.
Oh, so this is when you feel maybe you
can comment on it, of course.
You have a bit of time, and maybe you just feel like playing.
I feel like if I feel that thing in my stomach, then I write back. And so this one guy wrote, "Oh, you are a bombing Afrikaans. No, jy moet nooit sing. Jy is die slegste sanger in die hele wêreld, en jy is vieslik en belaglik en
vieslik."
En toe skryf ek vir hom, Jesus Christus is seker so trots op jou.
Ooh, that must have hit hard because you're basically going to the heart of
everything. Yeah, I said, yeah, you are now saying this about the creation of your Jesus and God, like I am.
Whether they like you or not, you are created by that.
By God.
Yeah, sure.
So what now?
Must really mess their heads up. What kind of a routine are you in at the moment? Because you, at a certain stage, you weren't doing shows. You were just painting. Then
I was depressed.
You hit the road again, and you went.
Yes.
Were you depressed?
Yeah, I'm depressed a lot of times. But that time I was very. That's when Cliff Central came into my life at the right moment.
What were you? What are you depressed about? It's a chemical thing. You can't help it. So it's just something that happens. But did you go onto medication?
Yes.
Were you?
I am on medication right now.
This is something interesting with comedians, and particularly people like you who are funny outside of comedy as well.
Yeah.
Like you are. It's the tears of a clown, right?
It's that
thing. Whole thing.
It's that thing. I think one of the best examples is like Jim Carrey. You can see the phonetic. You can see how bad he can become depressed in dark. He can
almost
become
evil.
Almost evil.
Yeah.
And his manner. And he is as well. He's very depressed sometimes. And so, I don't know him, but I just know about it. So
this is where I never
Robin
understood.
Robin Williams hanged himself.
When Robin Williams killed himself, I didn't understand that. Here's Bill Cosby, who was this funny guy on stage.
He's got this evil
He's an evil
side.
Man besides that. I mean, it's just incredible to me. David Letterman, one of the most talented people in television ever. He's got a beard. He looks like an Amish villain. He lives out in the mountains in Montana. He doesn't want anything
strange.
To do with anybody.
Very strange.
Very strange people.
But you can also fight that. I mean, I can, if I wanted to be a horrible person, but I'm fighting that. So I want to be good. A good person.
Have you ever done anything so horrible that it made you sad? I mean, like you can't even...
I can't even tell you what I did, no. But...
It didn't involve a crime.
No.
Yeah, but
it's years and years ago. But
was it people's feelings?
No.
Because you could be pretty sharp with your tongue.
That I still do. Yeah. I think that's maybe because of sometimes when you panic about yourself and then the first reaction is to
you
hit back.
You lash out, right?
You lash, with a gash. But no, I do. I do recognize things in my father that I have. I recognize things in my mother that I don't like that I have, and I change it. I try and change it. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking because those things, I knew it was either stop or die.
It's going to go
I'll
very
be alcoholic. I will be drinking 6 bottles of wine a day otherwise.
So you don't drink anymore?
Stopped it.
And no smoking?
No more smoking.
And nothing else?
Well...
Just the chemicals that you're
my
prescribed?
My hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course.
But
that's acceptable.
Yeah.
In fact, it's necessary.
But I
guys
also...
Guys who don't have a minimum number of orgasms at any age, I don't care who they are, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
They become unbalanced.
But we are a certain... Everyone is unique, as we know. And certain unique people need to be with people and certain don't. I mustn't be with someone. I have
you
to
mean
be on my own.
You like being single?
Yes.
You think it's healthier for you and for everyone else?
Yes, yes, yes.
But
yes,
has
yes,
there
yes.
ever been a love of your life?
Oh, yes.
More than one?
Yeah. A couple, yeah.
Do you ever see a future with one of those people?
Yes, I thought this is it. I tearfully spoke to my friends, my very good friends, and said, I've now realized that man is not supposed to be alone. You have to have someone with you. And stuff like that's what I thought. And then I realized, no, it's not like that.
So
I'm a selfish bastard, and I have to be on my own.
Did this person start annoying you? And taking up your space and getting in your way and preventing you from making decisions all for yourself.
When we were overseas, which I fucking paid for, I wanted to do this and this, and then he didn't. And then I thought, Nieman.
Why am I doing this?
I want to stay here now for the rest of the day. So I realized, no, not for me. Not for me. I love being on my own. You do miss certain things, of course, but it's the best way is to be on my own with my dogs, of course.
Yeah, your dogs are your family.
Yeah, they are my bed. We sleep together.
But your only other primary relationship, then? I mean, you've got lots of good friends, but
yes,
your other
I
one.
Do have.
I mean, your mother's still alive.
My mother is 89 now.
Yeah, and she has been an incredible influence.
She has.
She's a very strange woman. She's funny.
Strange. Yeah.
You have often mentioned her in parts of your show and in parts of your stand-up shows and all the rest of it. You've built her character into other characters.
Absolutely. She's the funny one. My father was more witty.
Oh.
My mother is funny. She's just funny. The way she pulls her face and stuff. And that's the way I get that. But she's also got a lot of negative things, which we're not going to talk about, but which I also have, and I'm fighting that.
Did she pass on the depression?
That she passed on, yeah.
The depression, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so there are things like that that make it a little bit. And how often do you see her? She's in Pretoria, right?
Yeah, I see her once in a while. I see her once, not as many times as I want to, but now there's been this problem. Her sister has fallen into depression in Holland, and her whole family is there, and she said to my mother, Henriette, come and stay with me in Holland, then we stay together there. And now she's deciding whether she should do it, and I tell her, go for it.
Oh, you want her to go?
Yeah.
Get that maniac the hell out of here.
Yeah, and then she's in Holland again, and she loves Holland, and she loves the Dutch people.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, would it be a relief to you if she's there with her sister and they can look after each other?
I would feel much better than where she is now in Auschwitz. You know, where you don't know what is the next guest, the Germany or death.
So is this place horrible? Does it depress you to go there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I don't want to think about that kind of thing for my parents. I do not want them to go to an old age home.
And then there's pressure.
Yeah.
Because
to die.
No, not that, but like... Oh. Oh. Then they have Bible study. She says, I don't want to go to Bible study. But if she doesn't, then she's sort of isolated.
The rest of the community will turn. They'll turn on her.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like the Scarlet Letter, and they'll burn her at the stake.
Exactly. The whole community there. So she must get involved in that shit.
You know, you'd think old people would be wise, and they would allow you to do your thing.
Yeah, no, they're insecure at the end.
They are. It's like children and very old
people.
They
read the Bible every day.
And she hates this.
And she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to know about angels singing. And she says to me, I incorporated in my show. She says to me, I don't want to sing forever.
No.
On a cloud.
What That's
what fuck?
Happens.
I want to rest.
She's tired.
La, 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 la. And then I've got a old Uem Kali in my show, and he's now talking about that.
Ek wil nie net sing die hele tyd nie, maar dominee sê ons gaan.
All of those characters, every time you pull them out, I start laughing. But I mean, I watched all your Gaspar Rasper shows.
Thanks, yeah.
Through and through in the old days when they were on TV. You don't have any relationship with the Eight Sires anymore, with the broadcast.
No. It started with a very good guy called Jan du Plessis. He was CakeNet's boss, and he said, do what you want to do, and that's where the Kasper Asper show came from. We did exactly what we wanted to do, and then he left for Mnet. He's still out there. He's buying series and stuff. Nice job.
I remember Jan. I think he was actually the one who wanted me on Idols.
It could be, yes.
He was a very fun, creative,
very creative,
interesting guy.
With
it. Yeah. He knew what was going on. Mm. You think maybe the people there don't know anymore?
They don't know. He was Cakenet. The beginning was very out there, very alternative. And then sort of the old people from SABC wandered over to Cakenet eventually, and it became a very conservative station again.
But maybe,
channel, whatever,
I mean,
don't it
is. Those people just like that? They love that conservative stuff.
You see, they want to have a channel they switch on and stay on.
And they can pretend so that there are no black people, and they can pretend
no black
that there's
people.
No, there's no crime, and they can pretend yeah. there's no reason
and
for them to change.
A coffee
and it's like the 70s and you live on a farm.
Like a fierce. Like yeah. the Karoo fierce and yeah. his tente and song in shows. And but then if you disturb that channel that's playing a 24-hour cycle and I come on with my filth, then they have to now change the channel and they don't want to do it. So they write to Cakenet and say, don't put him on. And then Cakenet says, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's yeah. how it is.
Because you see, Sia, and also the fact is, like, these broadcasters don't know what to do now because, you know, Netflix and Hulu and all of this stuff's coming along, and they can produce a Sarah Silverman special. I saw she just got signed up for, like, a $50 million special.
The money.
Yeah, they got the money because people will pay for Netflix. And most people don't want to pay for DSTV anymore.
But remember, Showmax is DSTV. Showmax is the Netflix of DSTV. They're trying to save themselves like
well,
that.
Well, that's why they're cannibalizing of themselves.
Yeah. But
do you think it'll work?
They're not producing good series yet like Netflix, and they should.
You're a massive TV fan. Some of the best conversations we've had are the ones about the shows that you're watching.
Yeah.
You love, and Ben also loves watching TV.
Ben and I, we haven't talked for a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Well, there's new Fargo now out. There is the new Versailles, which is good.
Versailles?
About King, what's his name?
Oh, wow, is that...
Yeah, Versailles, BBC.
King Louis the 16th and Marie Antoinette.
No. He's
Louis the 14th.
His grandfather, Louis the 4th, the Sun King.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
There's also... a series on Albert Einstein.
I saw that was coming and it looked nice. Hey,
I haven't started watching it,
but that
I
guy
saw it.
Who played the piano or who's in the Pirates movie, the Australian? What's his name? His breakthrough role was that mad pianist. He was mad. I can't remember. Anyway, he's Einstein. But I haven't seen that. Yeah, no, I do. I do watch, and what is nice that you can binge. Binge watching, I love.
Now, I just find the first 10 minutes of turning the TV on frustrating because there's so many different shows to watch on Netflix. And you go,
yeah,
okay,
I do that as well.
That.
I do. No, no, I go 10 minutes. Okay, now
too.
And now this one. Let me see this one a bit.
But just like TV has changed and now you watch series. I mean, people are podcasting now and this is kind of what we do.
Yes.
So people will listen to, they'll binge on your show. Mm. They'll download like 6 episodes of the Casper radio show and they'll listen to that. Mm. Or if they want to, they'll listen to Jonty and Six, or they'll listen to Pumi and Womandla or whatever it might be. What do you think the next 3 years might look like here? I mean, what do you think's going to happen? Because I honestly don't know. I mean, I can guess, but I don't know. I wouldn't have predicted we would be where we are now 3 years ago. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was a bold move, and it was actually just for yourself, eh?
You wanted to
broadcast 3 hours in the morning, wasn't that? The initial idea,
and then we thought, well, there are all these other people who can do shows, who are talented, who have ideas.
Yeah.
And you know, these days, it's true that everyone can do their own podcast.
I know, but here, it's like more in a professional frame, I think. And then you can unleash all kinds of creativity here within... a more secure box, which is Cliff Central. I mean, I wouldn't do what I do on this channel or this, whatever this is, on my own in a podcast. I will never do that. Yeah. But because you have put this here, now I come and I enjoy it. I feel it's professional and I think it's going to grow. I hope it's going to grow very nicely, but we need to be incorporated in stuff like awards and you know what, just to get the word out.
That's a good point.
That we hear.
Yeah,
but people don't know. People still don't know sometimes. They don't know.
The real stars of this whole thing are the people who have who've been listening to us for 3 years. And even the people who dip in and out, you know.
There's been people, since day one.
I mean, you've got a lot of very devoted fans to your
some
show.
Of them are your fans, and then they come over to me for my show as well.
But you've had everything. You've had a proposal on your show.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's from true. Listeners. From, yeah, and they were quite a nice, modern, nice-looking couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listeners sending wine.
Yeah. Wine. Toys for the dogs. Yeah, all go- people are so nice. So
half
sweet.
Naked boys. Mm.
That's coming coming back. That's coming back.
Yes, oh, I can reveal.
I can reveal it's coming back. We're going to not have boys parading, but we'll have dancers dancing. They'll be dancing outside here with a space, and we're going to ogle them and look at them.
What sort of dancing is
this? They are to
this?
Be ogled at.
Sexy dancing.
Okay, there we go. There then we I'm go. Still back.
So
on
yeah, is this like the boys of Cliff Central, but reloaded?
Reloaded into a dance format.
Like Magic Mike for Casper.
Huh. But also Magic Matilda, because we have women.
Oh, you have girls as well?
Yeah.
Magic Mike and
women,
Matilda.
The women, I will sort of fall asleep, but then we have them. No. But they will all be exotic and not stripping.
Exotic dancing.
Exotic, sexy. And we'll start on Monday. Ugh, what am I saying? May the 5th.
Will there be like some coming, body glitter Friday. And baby oil?
We can. We can always progress to that.
And you'll need someone to help you apply.
No, I will
that.
Do that myself, my
Never
darling.
Mind. Now, okay. Ben only joined us a couple of months in. Wasn't that far from the start.
Like June.
No, it was like Marianne Moll, Leanne Moll.
Yeah.
Remember?
I'm going to see Leanne soon, yeah.
And
Mabali.
Mabali is still here.
And Sia, still here.
Yeah, but he was like drifting around.
No, he was there from
but
the
these
beginning.
Are the stalwarts, the pillars. The you and Mabali.
Yes.
But Sia went away. Yeah, and then he came back.
He went on a sabbatical.
He went on a gap year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my gap year, yes.
And then Ben, how did you get hold of him, Ben?
I actually pestered Gareth, and he just blanked me for like 2 months. Like, oh, just leave me alone, I'm busy. And
then, you wanted to do it?
And then it was the Football World Cup. I went to Brazil. As like a correspondent, and then I came back, and then I was on the show.
I thought, you know, he is actually talented.
Wow, people actually do like sports. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, but he's become very good, eh?
Well, yes.
Funny, people love him.
He's a pioneer in his own right.
Who was that American guy? Who was he?
Jim.
Who is he?
Do you remember Jim? He did a lot of the auditions with us too.
Yeah.
We brought him over. Yeah. He was actually a producer for Sirius Satellite Radio in New York. And we knew we'd need an extra pair of hands and someone with a bit of experience in that area.
Who knows what's going on.
And we got Jim to come out here and
he was good.
We had him with us for about a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good. You know, he put a lot of energy in. And he had a couple of really good ideas.
He did. And he really inspired us, all of us.
Yeah. Because he was like a consultant.
Yeah,
he was,
but he sat in on auditions as well, and then he said something, and we were like,
"But you did
off.
Auditions, Mabali did auditions, Sia did auditions, Damon did, and Leanne did."
Didn't you?
I remember Leanne and I auditioned O'Neill.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. And I mean, look at O'Neill now. I mean, Leanne and I also auditioned O'Neill. No, I'm joking.
You made him.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Hang on a second. Like, so from
he was
from
a star in his own right when he came in.
From the start of the interview to the end, what sort of clothing situation we're looking at here?
Look,
he arrived in what?
Leanne and I contained ourselves, but we
you two
just barely. Hey,
you two have never been able to contain yourselves.
We did with O'Neill.
That's an absolute outright lie.
No, we played it all on in our heads, but we didn't physically do anything to him.
No, but you were like
in our minds. We were.
They had to clean
things.
Up the chairs afterwards.
I've said this a million times, and I still maintain that for me, the best part of the whole thing has been seeing all these other people bloom. On their shows, they're all these people who've suddenly developed their own audience. They've grown their own
confidence.
Brand. They've started a show that really people love. I mean, I'm just looking at Romeo and Rami outside now. They started. They're our most recent show. They're our youngest show technically. And if you look at Rami, it shows that she's the youngest. She's looking beautiful. How are you, honey?
Hello.
Good baby.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Casper, you know Romy and Rami, do you?
I don't think we've met.
No.
Now we have.
Now we have.
Listen.
But we're going to have the party now.
Yeah, you'll meet
them. So I'll
meet
them, yeah.
But we have had a couple of meetings. I mean, it hasn't been total chaos.
No, it hasn't been total chaos. But the people come and go. People come and go like the sea. So I will meet them now, and we'll meet the latest members.
Who of our people are you most concerned might be a serial killer? John T. Searle?
Yeah, John T. will kill you, eh?
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, you would think he's gonna, and then it'll be a knife that penetrates you, and it.
I don't think some knife is gonna penetrate with John T.
Yeah, it's something else.
You think?
Oh yeah.
But serial killer now, eh? We're not talking about rapist.
Who makes you smile when you come in here? I mean, is it Palesa and Sipiwe?
Palesa and I get along.
You and Palesa have a ritual.
We have rituals. We are bound by blood.
Wow, that sounds like a hell of a ritual you
rituals
do.
Rituals that we do. We do all kinds of weird shit. Palesa's stunning. Oh, everyone, Dory. It's like a whole family here.
Yeah, Lucas, you're probably...
And
out
Lucas.
Of staff, you're probably like one of the youngest staff members as well, because you only joined a couple of months ago.
But when he knocks on my door, I just say go away, because I think he wants to give me a Bible.
Oh yes, because he's a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, he doesn't knock, he just walks in now so that he doesn't upset you. Huh?
I've got so many watchtowers. Yes,
too many.
I'm watching you. Wait for the knock.
All right. Well, listen. I mean, this is a great way to start our morning with Casper, and we look forward to a whole new season of the Casper Radio Show.
Yay!
Starting on Friday, brand new show and lots of exciting things that you're adding into the mix. There, got to tell you, you've always been changing it up. It's never been the same.
Well, that's keeping it fresh.
Unpredictable and fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks. Love it.
Thanks, Casper.
Thank you.
Bye, Lakamuite, and thank you for those tips on which shows to watch.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, start with a sigh if you like history. Fantastic. There's another one on Stars about Henry VIII's father, Henry VII. Ooh. Also interesting how that all came to be.
What's that called?
The White Princess, because of the White Rose of York.
Yeah, he married Elizabeth of York.
He did.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. And then how that all came together, and did he really like her or not? And then they became the Tudors.
That's right. Yeah. Because his name was Henry Tudor, Henry VII. He was like an accountant, though, more than a king.
Well-made show, very good budget, nice, delightful. Yeah.
All right, very good. Any other suggestions, you'll be sure to tell us on your show.
I will, sir.
Thank you so much. Casper the Priest, the Casper Radio Show, Fridays on Cliff Central, and our third birthday today.
Yay!
Very exciting.
The Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
The Casper Radio Show.
I love it.
You have the best jingles, I would say. Best.
Wait, hang on. Where is this? I need to find this quickly. Is it your big band theme?
Yeah. The one? Play.
Right, okay. Let me do this quickly.
Should start like that.
Let's go.
Bum, ba, dum. Yeah.
This is on Friday.
1, 2, 3.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Casper. That's just a taste of what you will get every Friday on the Casper Radio
Show. Without my high notes. CliffCentral.com.